Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Let's go.
Morning.
Hello.
Oh, 9:30, but turns out no, I still need an alarm, my child. I just woke up and was like, how is it 10:30?
I thought you meant 10:30. You said 9:30, and I was early for once. I was like, whee! But then
ready to go, and then old Adam asleep.
Yeah.
Snuggled up in bed.
I even had enough time to make a little Photoshop of finding Adam with your face on Nemo.
You did. I think that needs to be the album cover.
Yeah. Okay. It should be.
Definitely. 100%. Definitely. Oh, how are you this fine morning? Just to let the listeners know, this is a ramble today. We're just having a bit of a ramble.
Yeah. There's no shows. We have watched nothing this week.
No show. Because we didn't think to choose one, mainly.
I was going to come on and say, oh, we're watching Bill Oddie's Crime Watch, aren't we? You watched it, didn't you, Adam? No. No,
I didn't. I'll do the thing a certain other presenter did of another podcast and pretend that he'd watched every film that he said he'd watched.
Who was this?
It's definitely Tingy. I don't believe he watched any of them films ever.
Oh, I thought you meant someone famous.
No. Hey, don't be pulling down the tower that is Tingy.
I had my birthday.
You did it. It's your birthday, man. Happy birthday. Like, this man, 40 years old. 40 right. years old. How does it feel?
Same. The same as it did. But the day before, it's no different.
So the day before your birthday, you had probably the best gig of your life, didn't you, with me?
I did. It was amazing.
Amazing. We had six people in, all international audience, which was nice to have an international audience. Didn't speak much English, but that didn't matter, did it? Because there was fun in the room.
Yeah.
And Barnsley was in the room. And,
I was explaining to them who Trigger from Only Fools and Horses was.
I think that was one of the greatest things. I think that this joke hasn't worked, but he's still explaining why it is funny if they understand who Trigger is.
We didn't know who the Mr. Men were. He didn't know anything. That's like, that normally
you know
gets...
that bit where you would
get
big laughs because they know who Trigger is.
Yeah.
My personal highlight of it all was that bit of you explaining who Trigger was actually longer than the actual joke.
Well, no, normally it's here's a trigger warning and then I hold up a picture of a trigger and that's it. But no, it had to be explained.
Yeah, no one had a clue.
I could have done a synopsis of the whole of Only Fools and Horses.
Do you know what? I hope they went away and went, do you know what? I'm going to watch some Only Fools and Horses.
If only I didn't have this book with me, I could have gone right.
The A to Z Bible of Only Fools and Horses.
The best scenes and jokes and one-liners. I don't really think it's known for its one-liners.
I think it is. What's its best one-liner?
I don't know. But I took it to a gig once and there was a bloke in the front. I used to use this as a Bible to read the Bible for some silly reason. I needed a book to read it out. And there was a bloke in the front row that looked like Boise.
Huh.
So everyone was picking on him saying, you look like Boise all night. And then I was like, yes, Boise. And I was like, yes.
Oh, that's perfect. When comedy comes together so beautifully, it's the best thing in the world.
So maybe I should take it to all my gigs and just hope for other people to look like other characters from Only Fools and Horses.
You should do it, like, until you got the whole audience of Only Fools and Horses ticked off in your book. But man, it was good. It was nice to see you. And you turned 40 the next day after sampling many beers. And we had a train journey home together where I took 25 kombuchas on the train, which was quite a lot to take a crate of kombucha on the train. My arm, by the end of that evening, was about to fall off.
Yeah, but you were in a taxi and a train. You didn't have to carry it all the way home, did you?
No, God, I wouldn't have attempted. If I had to get the tube, with 25 cans of kombucha. Could you imagine?
He like his, he and likes I'll tell his you kombucha.
What, I love it, but you can't really get it in Kent. It's not as good. I'll tell you what I did the other day. I was in Covent Garden, and I thought, oh, I'll take the steps instead of waiting for the lift. There's 198.
Oh, yes, I've had this.
And you know when you get to the bottom and just think, why on earth did I do that?
Yeah, I've done it. I must be quite fit and good at walking because it didn't really bother me. I went with Joseph, friend of the show.
Hello, Joseph Bartram, friend of the show. You got a friend in me.
And he was acting like he just climbed up Everest. He was like, oh no, when's it going to stop?
It does go on forever, though. Like, going up is terrible. Going down is perfectly fine. But the up on them steps, like, from the bottom as well, oh, man, like, I don't know why they're there. Well, I know why they're there in case of an emergency. But you'd be halfway through it going, let the fire just fucking take me.
I went out for my birthday.
Yeah, I went out on the town.
I went to the pub. I went to Weatherspoons.
Oh, Chris. What were you drinking?
Stella. They didn't have any Fosters.
Oh, okay, a big shout out to Forever Drinking Fosters, who said your mate's just like my page.
Of course I have. He's my demographic. Then we went from there. They went to this place called Matches that have got retro video games on that they play.
That's pretty cool.
We didn't go there specially for that, but we could have played Mario Kart and it wouldn't work. I was annoyed.
That's the worst. But what Mario Kart was it?
Mario Kart one. I don't know, the first one.
Mario Kart. Oh, what console was it on? Mario, it was the one where he drives the car.
That was an N64, I think.
Oh, that's probably one of the better ones.
We couldn't use it. And then people over the other side playing pool, leaning on a table. Yoshi Island, is it? You've just muted yourself.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, you're back. Yeah, Yoshi's Island. Sorry.
What do you mean I'm back? You just turned yourself off.
Sorry, something weird happened then. Yoshi's Island, that's a great game. But it's not something you go out and go, oh, they've got a retro gaming system with Yoshi's Island.
No, but I played it and I got muscle memory and I was like, oh yeah, I remember how to do this. I didn't get very far. We did like two levels.
Oh, man. And you're going out Saturday. We're going to have the night of your life.
On Yoshi's Island, you can be Mario or Luigi. So basically, I did all the donkey work. Died, and then Joseph did the last little bit to the end. It was like, yeah, I've just completed it. I thought, no, you haven't. I did all most of it, you git.
Mate, it's nothing worse than that, is it? When you put in a good shift and then someone just walks in and takes it.
Yeah, so in there I was drinking Heineken, and then it finished about 11, and I said to my friend, can you drop me off at the off-licence? So I went and bought some Red Stripe.
Fair enough. So how many beers did you have, all in all?
Well, I didn't drink the last two Red Stripes because I fell asleep. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Hardcore, mate.
And then walked up the stairs and knocked the stair gate off. And apparently there was, from upstairs, all you could hear was, hick, bang, ah, oh, bugger. Let me try to put the gate back on again.
There's nothing worse than putting on a stair gate drunk, is there? And thinking to yourself, of all the things you don't want to do, that seems quite complex as well. What kind of stair gate have you got?
It's a stair gate. I thought you didn't realise there were lots of different stair gates.
Oh, there's many stair gates. I presume it's for the dog, not just for you, so you don't... Yeah,
it's for the dog not to come upstairs. It's sort of twist. It's a twisty one.
A twisty stair gate.
Yeah, but it also comes an invisible force field. Because sometimes it's fallen down and it's not there, but he still doesn't come around there. And I think he just knows. He just knows not to come upstairs.
He just knows. You don't need the stair gate. The dog knows what he's doing, mate. It's a good dog. He's really like a good boy. It's weird, isn't it, as well, like that dogs don't go upstairs if they know they're not going to go upstairs.
Well, I thought this with the gate, because I put the bin out the other day and left the gate open. And I thought, no, he knows about the invisible force field that is in between him and outside. No, he was up in the garden having a piss on someone else's garden.
Garden? Well, about it. Sounds like you're still on it, Chris. Sounds like you're still living that birthday dream, which you will do Saturday. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Barnsley is hitting the town big. What is your plan for Saturday now? Because it's changed about 100 times.
No, it's not changed 100 times. The idea was always... No, the idea was always to go three sheets to the wind. At 12 was the first idea. But then I realised I checked the times, they don't open till 1.
Yeah.
And then...
That holds you back somewhat.
And then you said you'd meet us afterwards. So I thought maybe we should meet a little bit later. So we're meeting at 2 o'clock instead of 1 o'clock. So it's your fault. It's not my fault.
My fault. I didn't know you were getting the train home afterwards. That was going to be the problem as well. Of going like, well, we can meet you afterwards, but you've already gone.
Yeah, well, the last train's like 10:30. Over that, we're walking all the way to Eastfleet for 20 minutes. And I can barely do it when I'm sober than doing it drunk.
Let alone pissed. I don't even know what Eastfleet is.
Neither do I, really. I didn't even know it existed.
Is it a sequel to Ebbsfleet?
The first time I got on it, first time it happened, I just stopped and went, oh, so where do I go now then?
I like that feeling of, hold on a minute, where could it be?
It's one of those places where it hasn't got many pavements, so it's mainly all along the road, basically, walking that way.
That's quite a description of a train station there. There's no pavements. All along the road. Did you get on a train or did you just take home a dream?
Did get on a train. We're not going to the strip club.
I never mentioned going to a strip club. I don't know why you keep bringing it up.
Yes, you did. You mentioned the strip club. You also said you booked a stripper, which that, knowing you, would be a magician. El Baldino will turn up.
Hey, here's my magic one.
El Baldino turn up.
I'm not going to get a magician, man. Like, it's your birthday. It's your special day. You can have anything you want. What do you want?
Dave Benson Phillips.
Dave Benson Phillips. He's 500 quid, mate.
Oh, if
everyone chips in. Yeah, but Dave works for a wage, mate. Dave's a clever person.
Stephen Muller.
Stephen Muller, mate. If we can't get hold of Dave Benson Phillips, the likelihood of getting hold of Stephen Muller.
Chunky Russell.
Yeah, tenor.
Tenor. Daddy Baker.
And Daddy Baker. This is a hell of a lineup of an evening, isn't it?
Could you imagine going out and then going, but those lads hanging out with Daddy Baker?
And Chunky Russell.
That bloke off of Happy Campers. Well,
he's a big star on the Happy Campers world now.
I'm very worried about Dave D because he got me an announcement from a WWE announcer saying my name and announcing. But he also pointed out this was part one of my present. And I was like, what is part two? What possibly could Dave D come up with for part two?
That's a pretty cool present, though.
It was. He just sent it to me. I went, oh, you haven't, have you? And he's like, it might be good for you to bring, you could use it before you come on stage. You could play it. And I was like, oh, that is quite nice.
That is. Can we play it now?
This is for you. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, weighing in at 187 pounds, the one-liner headliner, Mr. Trevor Feelgood. And I also might add, he is a super comedian. Happy 40th birthday, Trevor. Many, many more. Happy birthday.
See? There we are. That wasn't just
That's pretty cool. You're going to have to re-edit that in when we get to the pod.
Yeah, do it properly.
But you're a smart man, you know this. That's why you edit. So, what are the big goals for Chris at 40? Give me three big goals that you're going to achieve.
I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to meet
Give
Dave
me
Benson.
Three big goals you're going to achieve.
I'm going to meet Dave Benson Phillips because Adam promised this.
I didn't promise to meet Dave. What back? Right, you're going to meet Dave Benson Phillips, yeah.
And go skiing. I don't know. What would you do? What is your three things to do when you're 40 in 6 years' time?
In 6 years, I'd probably be a millionaire. That's the top one.
You've been watching too much of that, mate. Yeah, sorry.
I have been watching too much of that. And he did it. I don't know how old he was on the last one, but he managed it.
Could have just kept the millionaires, finished it, done.
Yeah, don't come back and definitely don't do any spin-offs. Next week we're doing Green Green Grass of Hope.
That is not as bad as you think it is. That is quite good.
Wow. Oh, I beg to differ.
All right, it's Green Green Grass next week.
It's like the Michelangelo painting that chapel and then for his second trick, drawing a picture of a goose. That is the Green Green, green Grass.
Which we're watching next week. So we can't talk about
it. I got attacked by a goose on, when was it, Wednesday?
A goose?
A goose. I was walking through St. James's Park and I saw a goose and I thought, oh, there's a goose, as you do. And it looked at me and I looked at the goose and it just started running at me. And then I was like, oh, I had to run away from like a goose.
Well, gooses will, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They're vicious bastards, the goose. Geese even, not the gooses. Who gives what idiot calls them gooses? Them gooses. Don't get chased by the gooses. But yeah, no, there was about 20 of them by the end of it. And like, I'm glad that only one chased me because I think that would be a bit of a night terror forever, if not.
Why can't it be gooses?
Well, because it's geese, isn't it? Would you prefer geese or gooses?
Gooses. Look at them gooses.
Look at them gooses. There's a guy I work with as well who's got a fear of birds. And the other day, someone else I worked with thought it was funny to put bread on his shoes outside. And he got a pigeon pecking at him, which was funny, but traumatic at the same time. But he wouldn't have been able to handle that goose. I mean, like, that's traumatic for me. And I like a bird. I'm a big fan of the woodpecker. We've got one living outside at the moment. Pretty cool.
Is it trying to chase you yet?
A woodpecker, I'd kill it. One punch in the face. Take it out, mate, straight away. I reckon I could have a woodpecker in a fight or a pigeon.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome back. When's your supermarket delivery coming?
11:30 to 12:30. That's not how long it takes. That's a lot of time.
Are we saying what brand it is?
It's Ocado.
It's Ocado. Look at him. He's pretending to be man of the people and he's doing Ocado.
It's actually cheaper, man, than the other shop. It's not that expensive to get an Ocado delivery.
No. Have you not seen the video going around of David Tennant and his wife Georgia going to a new Morrison's?
No.
Yeah, he came to a new Morrison's and he's going, are you really trying to film this? She's like, yeah, come on, we're filming it. And she just films him going around Morrison's.
I'd love to go to a new Morrison's. I'm going to say this now. I like them. But the one in Herne Bay needs a makeover. Like, and every time I'm in there, I'm like, this really needs some work.
Yeah, but you're David Tennant.
Yeah, but I'm not Dave. But if I was David Tennant, I'd be living it up. I'd be getting people to book my shopping for me.
But he's trying to... At the end, people are chatting to him while his wife's putting the shopping on the conveyor belt.
What would you say to David Tennant if you saw him? Like, that's the thing, like, having that conversation. Because you like, that's the problem when you meet someone famous. You don't want to go in with the obvious question. You don't want to go with, you were Doctor Who. I loved you in Des. I don't know.
Were you ever being Rebs in Des
Big? You were great in Stage that went on one series too much.
Yeah, don't say that.
What?
Well, it's true.
Yeah, but it went on after the pandemic, and it's like they're still on them calls. Mm. The first two, brilliant. I think they know that third one shit.
I think when they're in Good Omens, they're better together. They're too bitchy when they're doing it in Staged.
Yeah, but that's what it's like off camera, isn't it? On off audio, people hate each other.
Yeah, this is basically Staged, isn't it?
This is Staged. I mean, actually, video. I realise the irony of what I said.
No, we're not doing it because it was the pandemic. We're doing this because it's the easiest way to record it. I tried to record a podcast the other week on Audacity, and it doesn't sound... This sounds better than it does for normal things.
On Audacity?
Yes. I had the Audacity to use.
I haven't used Audacity. Oh, yeah, on the Audacity. I haven't used Audacity in years. But last time we used it, I tried to record an idea for a song.
What, What song was it? Jeremy Cole?
No, it wasn't Jeremy Cole. It was a song about. What was it a song about?
Global warming.
I think we'd had the success of Jeremy Cole. My partner thought, right, we need to write about TV presenter now. I don't know. I think it had the lyric, will Eamon Holmes ever be selling his home?
No, but I bet he's been ringing the door of this morning saying, oh, they've both gone, have they? Me and Ruth are available.
I could do that. I reckon I'd be a good host on This Morning. All you've got to do is pretend you've read someone's book, isn't it? Like, let's do it now. So, who do you want to be? Do you want to be Chris Barnes or do you want to be...
I'll be Salman Rushdie.
Don't be Salman Rushdie, right. Be someone who'll be on This Morning.
Oh, I'll be David Walliams.
David Walliams. Right, welcome back. And here I am with David Welling. So you've got a new book out, haven't you? David, tell us a bit about your new book.
It's called The Farting Nun, and it's going to be out for Christmas.
Oh, brilliant. Well, let me just say, I read it last night. Absolutely brilliant. It's one of the best things I think you've ever done, David. And
Did you read it all, Adam?
I read it all, David. I read all your books.
You read it all.
I like the bit with the nun. I like the farting. It really meant something to me.
Adam, it's called The Farting Nun, but there isn't a nun in it.
Yeah, but that's more the metaphor of it. So, David, how have you been?
No, if you're going to be on This Morning, when are you doing Little Britain again, they used to say.
So it's Little Britain. So people are saying that it's a bit wrong to bring it back now. What's your opinions on that? Has PC gone mad?
No, PC hasn't gone mad. And if we brought it back, we'd make it even more offensive.
Perfect.
No, Adam.
you realised what I did then, didn't you? Yeah, that you was the wrong song. I went to Animal Hospital.
You were trying to clearly do This Morning, you did Animal Hospital.
It's a better theme. That's what I do as well. Like, if I was on This Morning, I would change the theme tune to the theme from Animal Hospital to take it back from the paedophile. So I would basically, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take back songs that have been wronged by the presenter.
Yeah. The people, that's one of the things they don't talk about it, is the fact that some of the shows they were with had banging theme tunes that can't be listened to anymore because they're like, no, it's been tainted now.
The one that shines bright, Jim Will Fix It, had a banging theme tune.
You always wanted to. The one thing that you always wanted to. Now the problem, obviously, there is Jimmy Savile. Also, Rolf Harris had an amazing body of work, but he's a big old nonce. So, yeah, I don't know where I'm going with it. I feel very uncomfortable on this bit of ground I'm standing on right now.
Well, I watched The Reckoning, and afterwards I thought, oh, I quite like him.
Did you? Did you watch it and think, I don't think you understand. Did you watch The Reckoning?
It probably wasn't the biopic he was looking for, but I thought, yeah, you go on, Jimmy, you go.
And I don't think it really painted it when you thought he was just taking people off to give them awards, did you?
He did. Well, I didn't see anything happen that was wrong in it. Just people.
What?
The camera would fade away and someone would pull a face. I thought, well, maybe they just didn't like him.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
Really afraid this is going to be pulled out of context and go, look, see what he said about Jimmy Savile.
You know what? I had a conversation with someone the other day after watching it and said, it's a hard watching now. Well, I think it's a load of rubbish, really, because why would a celebrity be given that much power? You wouldn't give Gary Lineker keys to the Walker's factory. I mean, it's a very different scenario, isn't it? Gary Lineker, for his work on Salt and Vinegar Chris, been given the keys to the Walker's factory, where he can go in at any time to take out.
Has one of your earphones fallen out?
I've taken one out just to hear the door.
Oh, okay. I don't know how that affects your audio, but you sound like you're in a cave now.
Oh, does it? I'll put one back in.
No, you turned it off. Is he back?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
God knows what happened there.
It's my fault. Oh, you've gone different. And then he turned it off.
It's his headphones. I'm still not come to terms with him.
Well, I've got these. Do you know your head? You know, like the earbuds?
Yeah.
You have to charge them both at the same time?
Yeah.
Well, this one, you can still use it with one headphone out.
Well, look at you with your fancy earbuds.
They're quite expensive. Also
how much we're talking? How much Muller we're talking?
They're a birthday present as well, so.
There's the advert, buddy. All 20 quid's worth of it.
No idea what we were talking about before we went off.
I think it's probably for the best. I think the best for everyone. I think, now we're talking about you're now old. You've got goals, you've got dreams, you've got ambitions. What are you going to achieve this week, Chris?
I'm going to try and get to Rochester and back with my wallet. It is my goal.
Good. Why don't you get a smaller wallet?
Should get a smaller wallet. I've learned now to stick it in my bag when I go to gigs, when I'm coming home on my bike.
It was the keys to put it in your phone.
It was just the trousers. It was the trousers. Well, we haven't talked about the Faversham gig.
We haven't. We had a great gig in Faversham. I didn't think you were going to make it.
No.
There was a bit of panic for me.
Well, it annoyed me because I was on time. I got to the station at 7 because the show was at 8:45, and I thought, right, that's fine. And then just as I got pulled into the station on my bike, I could hear the 6:56 to Canterbury West is on platform. It's like, oh no, 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 oh no, no, no.
Was there a terrible panic, kid? You of going, I've completely bored this up.
Yeah, and I thought the next one would be as quick as the first one, but it wasn't. You had to go all the way to Ramsgate and then to Faversham that way.
But you did it. You got there with a minute to spare.
And smashed it.
You smashed it as well.
I did that. I did the same thing at, what's it called? Out of Bounds Comedy. Completely messed up with the timings and didn't realise it was like a 20-minute walk from the station to the venue.
It's not 20 minutes, is it?
It felt like it. So I was I came in the middle just there having a break and I just turned up and the minute I got in, I had just all my stuff on, just ready to go and did really well, which would have been worse if I died on my arse and got there.
Well, I think sometimes that's the best time to do it.
Well, because
you've got no time to think about it.
Yeah, you've got no stress. You haven't got to sit there for an hour thinking, what am I going to say, what am I going to say? You've just got to think, right, I've just got to say it. I've just got to come on and do it.
Just got to jump on, and if something is ready, it's not ready. No, that was great. That was the first Chuckle Bomb Fuse session. I think we're looking to do more of Chuckle Bombs that are just an hour long.
I think Edinburgh Festival might have thought of this idea before.
They have, but we're bringing it to Kent. And then you can put two on in a night, so people can watch two different shows.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people watch it and go, oh, is it just an hour?
Yeah.
Because
4 hours is too long for some comedy gigs.
Sometimes half an hour is too early. Too long for a Dominic gig.
10 minutes is too long for some comedy gigs.
Oh, what we've had?
Well, you did all right. You were talking about Mario when you did Camden.
I did. I love a bit of Mario, and so everyone, did they.
Everyone knows Mario. People don't know sitcoms from the 1980s from the UK.
That's your problem. You need to get into their mindset.
So, you said you've got nothing on this week apart from Camden again.
And I've got a preview Wednesday.
I've also got to do the magic show on next Saturday.
You'll be good on that magic show.
Well, it's not
I mean, the
show.
Only thing holding you back is you're not a magician, and I know for a way you haven't written anything.
Everyone loves Magical Trevor, because the tricks that he does are ever so clever. Look at him now, disappearing the cow. Where is the cow? Hidden right now. Taking a bow, it's Magical Trevor. Everybody's seen that the trick is clever.
I've got to go around the tables and do close up magic like I'm Dynamo.
You'll be good at that. Have you learned any magic tricks?
No, I haven't got the box. Well, maybe tomorrow they might show me the box and go, look, do you want to have a look at it? But I don't really want to go around on my birthday with a magic box.
Buy some invisible wire. Right, I'll tell you this trick. I'll give you this one for free. You can get this invisible wire, right? And you can lift stuff with it so it looks like it's floating. So you could do a card trick and be like, oh.
What, like the cup trick? Like, whoa, oh, look, it's floating. Whoa.
Exactly like that.
This is very good for an audio product. Is this a product? I don't know. Whoa.
Dear listener, he is lifting a Union Jack cup.
I got it when I did GB News. You'll see me on the air, week.
Yeah, you were very good on GB News.
You'll never guess. They were talking about trans issues, and they said we need a straight white comedian on to come and talk about something he doesn't understand. I did really well, apart from the letters. And
you know what? That's the joy of GB News. See you there soon.
Now I've been booked for Comedy Unleashed. This is too inside baseball.
It is. No one cares. Not even GB News and Comedy Unleashed. Right, man, I'm going to have to dive.
You're going.
Well, the Ocado man's going to be here very soon.
Should we call the podcast The Ocado Man Is Coming?
Well, yeah, just a picture of a sad man on it.
All right, we'll have to see you next week then, peoples. What an
Goodbye,
ending.
Everyone.
What an ending. A delivery is coming.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy and I feel like I'm loving you. Love you such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing, and it's just a what I'm gonna do. Ooh, love to hold ya, ooh, love to kiss ya, ooh, love, I love it so. Ooh, love is sweeter, sweeter than sugar. Ooh, love, I won't let you go. Yummy, 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 I got
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.